This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What Jake Hutchinson has to say from Niners HQ. Our own on the scene here on Willard and Dibs. First of all, hey, Jake, what's cooking, man?
What's going on? Thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, so what's it look like down there right now? How would you rate the possibility of a big trade here in the next hour or two?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough. I think there's a lot of receivers who cost way less than Deebo Samuel, who are young, you know, who you could pair with. You know, if you're like the Patriots, like a Drake May. That said, I think Deebo would be a really good fit for the Patriots because he's a guy with a young quarterback. He can just kind of dink and dunk the ball around. I gut feeling don't think they're going to move him, but I think that could trade if somebody comes up, you know, with a second round pick. I could see the 49ers, you know, taking a second, maybe throwing in like 124 to do that, but my gut is Deebo doesn't get dealt, but that's not the strongest gut feeling I've ever had.
Yeah, it feels more and more as we get deeper. And I was mentioning to Mark, if we get past Washington at 40, because we know that New England likely needs a receiver, and maybe they would have taken one here, but the Chargers also need a receiver, and it feels like they're about to take one here. So if they don't end up trading Deebo, how do you think that the troika of Deebo, Ayuk, and Pearsall will look with a team that only uses two wide receivers most of the time?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I was just talking about that with all the other reporters down here, all of whom are very hungry and getting increasingly cranky by the second, which they're already cranky as they are. But I think it's a question of, do you just rotate Deebo more? I mean, he's a guy who's had issues staying healthy, staying fresh throughout the season. And I think Pearsall is a guy you can play. He played a lot in the slot, but he can play anywhere. And I think the 49ers might have an interest in rotating Deebo a little more, getting Pearsall involved. Like, he's not a guy that's just going to be played like Ronnie Bell, like, you know, once every few games, or, you know, you get five offensive plays a game. Like, he's going to be involved, but I think Deebo makes the most sense in terms of keeping him fresh, rotating him out a little bit. And it's also a situation where Debo's going to get hurt at some point this season. Christian McCaffrey will probably have something he's dealing with. Pearsall is insurance against all of that. And, you know, if you hold on to Deebo, you just have an insane receiver in Pearsall, who's a guy I love, who I think can play truly anywhere, elite athleticism, like tracks the ball better than any receiver in this class. You just have a guy who's ready to play day one and could probably return punts for you. Maybe the value wasn't what people wanted it to be, but he is a stellar player that I feel very, very confident about in the 49ers offense.
All right, with the 34th pick in the draft, the Chargers, who traded up, select wide receiver Ladd McConkie from Georgia. So wide receivers to both of the 33rd and 34th slot, and they've got nothing to do with Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk. We're talking with our own Jake Hutchinson here on Willard and Dibs, who's at Niners HQ. More on this, because I'm interested. And your gut feeling that Deebo stays tonight. If that's the case, what do you see as sort of the residual effect for both of the Niners wide receivers in all that's been discussed over the last few weeks?
I think it's something where, listen, I think they're going to be used to it a little bit. For Aiyuk specifically, it's something where these are how the negotiations go with the 49ers. Some teams, like the Eagles and the Lions, they just say, okay, we love you. We're going to pay you. The 49ers go, we love you. Why don't we stress everyone out over the next few months and bring this thing up to the finish line as slowly and as agonizingly as we can, because we want to get the most value. And for the most part, it's worked. That said, you do burn through goodwill a little bit by doing that. And with Debo, it's interesting if as they reportedly promised, that he would not be traded, if he hears that from them and then they go out and they are actively trying to trade him, that's something that might piss him off. That said, a pissed off Debo Samuel, maybe not the worst thing in the world.
Right. And let's talk about that quote unquote promise for a minute, because we've heard about this. I never saw it actually spoken or actually reported. Does that sound like something that Kyle and John would say to a player after what we heard last night, where they were joking about how they would trade each other?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't think that's something that they would commonly do, unless, you know, a player's agent was very concerned about it and would reach out to them. I thought that was interesting, and the fact that they are clearly shopping him makes me scratch my head on that a little bit. And Debo is the one that always made the more sense to trade. Like, even if you do take a, you know, a $22 million cap hit, you're still saving $7 million. He's still a guy on decline. Like, he's a guy that makes sense if you could get a second rounder for him. So for them to provide that assurance, if that's what they did, and Mike Silver's a very good reporter who's usually locked in on all this stuff, I think that's odd and possibly a little out of character, you know, on their behalf. That said, Debo is maybe Kyle Shanahan's favorite player of all time, so I could see it. But if that's indeed what they did and then they went out and shopped him, it's a little head-scratching.
Agree with you. Jake Hutchinson, our own, on the 49er beat, and is at Niners HQ tonight, and we're talking it out as the second round is underway. The Cardinals trade out of number 35. It is the Falcons now in that pick, and the pick is in. We'll pass it along as soon as it comes in. So, Jake, bigger picture with everything you're saying, maybe they don't deal anyone tonight. Is there any chance in your mind, with the way this has played out, that Debo Samuel is still on the team after this year?
I have a hard time seeing a way that works. Unless, you know, next year they were to move Aiyuk and Debo looks like this reinvigorated version of himself. The money, to me, it just doesn't make sense for them to keep him. And he's a guy that, like, he takes a beating like running backs. Most running backs don't last until, you know, they're 26, 27. And Debo takes a beating that other wide receivers simply don't. So I really, really don't see a scenario where he's on this team after this year. They'd save too much money, and he's just been in decline for so long. It doesn't make sense to me.
How does this affect the short to medium term viability of Christian McCaffrey and even George Kittle if they end up keeping Debo and Brandon Aiyuk gets the big bag and you start to press up against the cap a little bit?
Yeah, I think they're fine if they get rid of Debo. I mean, they're going to have at least one casualty next year, and I think Debo's the one that makes sense. Now, I think they will take that, you know, as long as they can, and maybe Kittle looks more in decline than Debo next year, and he's the casualty. But to me, Debo is the one where you save the most money. He's the likeliest to still be in decline. And I think McCaffrey has a contract where they can kind of do whatever they want with it. They guarantee him a little bit more money every year. But when they acquired him, they got this basically 3 years, I think $12 million, and none of it was guaranteed. So they can do whatever they want with that deal. I think they'll keep McCaffrey as long as he's still churning. He's obviously a freak of nature and an outlier.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think it's Debo who's going to be the casualty.
Okay, hit the thingamabob there. All right. With the 35th pick, the Atlanta Falcons, I apologize to his whole family. I have no idea how to say this. They are taking Clemson defensive tackle Rook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, will you say it for me, Jake?
Yep, Rook Ororo. He was a guy I mocked to the 49ers. He's a freak athlete, defensive tackle. Just that's a good pick.
Okay, give me the name.
Atlanta traded up to get him. Rook Ororo.
Ororo.
Yeah, three rows.
Rook Ororo. And listen, I had to practice this a bunch of times. Ororo.
You're a pro, Jake.
Yeah, like it sounds like you just came from the dentist when you say it.
Rook Ororo.
Yeah. You Novocaine sound like, you got Novocaine going for sure when you say this name.
Exactly. But he's a guy who launches off the line of scrimmage. Like, he would have been a great fit for the Niners, I think. That's an interesting pick for him.
Okay. Washington Commanders right now on the clock. Yep. We'll keep you up to date as the picks all roll in. But, I mean, the story is, I know that you sort of came on here, Jake, and said that you felt that this was it right away, but picks are coming in hot and heavy. There's already been two trades here in this second round and absolutely nothing involving the 49ers.
Yeah, to me, I think if the 49ers were to get in the second round with a trade for Debo, I think they'd have to give something up. To me, if it were, like, say, Debo and, you know, a mid-round second rounder and the 49ers give up that Trey Lance pick, which I don't think they want to hold on to at 124, that could be an interesting scenario. You know, if a team maybe at the back of the second round who's, you know, in need of a wide receiver and can't get one and wants a guy who they can, you know, dink and dunk the ball to, give him easy targets, that could be interesting, but, you know, we'll see.
With Ororo now off the board and somebody who you mock to the Niners, where do they find that kind of a three technique and an A-gap wrecker, and also be able to address the O-line in the secondary? Are we starting to look at priorities, or are we still in best available mode for the Niners, Jake?
Yeah, I think it's hard to see how it'll play out right now, but I think two guys they'd like at tackle would be Kingsley Suamatia out of BYU and Roger Rosengarten out of Washington.
Yeah,
those are two guys who intrigue me in the second round for them. I think would be fits, sort of developmental guys. At defensive tackle, there's Dwayne Carter at Duke, who's probably going to go a little lighter. But Michael Hall, defensive tackle out of Ohio State, and Johnny Newton, who's still on the board, are both sort of high-end defensive tackles that are still sticking around. But it'll be interesting. The second part of the second round could get a little interesting. And I wouldn't be shocked if, like, Javon Bullard, safety out of Georgia, if he was still there, if they, you know, went out and got him.
Jake, what are they doing about cornerback?
Yeah, that's here's the thing. I actually think for the time being, the Niners are not in a terrible spot at corner if they keep Lenore in the slot. I think he's better there. I don't really understand moving him outside. I think they actually have a decent amount of coverage aside from Charvarius Ward. They've got Ambry Thomas, who's whatever. They've got Isaac Yadam. They've got Rocky Sin, who they just picked up. And Darryl Luter Jr., who we didn't see much of, but they were really, really fond of. So that's four guys to compete for one spot. I think that if they address corner, you know, somebody like Renardo Green out of Florida is a really good player. Florida State, he's a really, really good tactical player. Like, he understands the position. But they could go more developmental. There's some guys that are in the fourth, fifth round that could be, you know, sneaky good value. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know how highly they're going to, you know, evaluate outside corner.
Jake, I mean, we talked through a lot there and maybe didn't ask the simplest thing. Do you like what they did last night?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. It's Ricky Pearsall was a guy that I really fell in love with throughout the draft process. And I think, you know, some people are like, well, he should have been a second rounder. That stuff doesn't matter. You know, if he's a first, second rounder, they weren't going to get him at 63, and he might have been gone by pick 32. Like, you don't know. And, yep, and front offices around the league have raved about Pearsall. You know, you saw C.J. Stroud. That guy understands ball. Like, he's a smart quarterback, and he was, you know, pissed the Niners got him. This is a guy who has so much polish as a receiver, who's so athletic, who just works hard and doesn't care about his own well-being, which is actually pretty important for a receiver going over the middle.
Yeah, sounds a lot like the receivers that the 49ers already have going over the middle. So that probably spoke to him. Hey, Jake, great stuff, man. We love having you. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me on.
Okay, there it is. Our own.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.